worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you
there is Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, to lift our hands up unto you.
Amen.
Let give ourselves to you this night. Let your will be done, Lord. Father,
yes,
we desire to draw nigh unto you.
Amen.
That, Father, your glory that is in us may be expressed. That,
yes,
Lord, we may have a communion with you. That, Father, your will may be done in this worship.
Grant
us. Each person that has come, then that would still be on the way. Would you pray for them? We pray for the song leader, pray for the musicians,
yes,
Lord, pray for the ministration of the
Amen.
Word. Father, Lord, speak unto us upon this.
Grant,
help us to prepare our hearts now, Lord, as we worship. Father, help us to come and sit at your feet, Lord. Admit us into that secret place,
yes,
once
Lord.
Again. That, Father, our hearts may be fertile ground.
Amen.
Father, every request we give at your hands, every need we commit up to, unto thee. Grateful for every prayer that you've answered, Father, for every blessing that you've bestowed, for all the things
Hallelujah.
That you've done. Father, we're committing this night to you. Father,
Amen.
Be glorified in our praises. Quicken and help us, Lord, as we look
yes,
to you
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good song. It says, I look from Jordan.
Amen.
Amen. That's our expectation. Amen. Amen. That we will go home one day.
Amen.
One of these days. Amen. This is not our home. I feel so busy. I don't know if you feel the same. But that's not something natural. Amen. Amen. I looked over Jordan and wondered. Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet child, coming.
Came in my heart, and now
to tempt me and tries to make me down. I sin, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. They are underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from gold, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are cold. I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day. About what I'm supposed to do. I can't deny the times I've made mistakes. I can't hide from blaming you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again, will you? Justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place to justify. Justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place to justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall. 'Cause he promised I'd be victorious when I know I'm not at all. Then I heard an eagle scream, its voice quickened my soul. He said, you've not done it in the first place to justify. Justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place to justify. Justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place to justify. He looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you're just trapped in that body. You bypassed your theophany. You have not done it in the first place to justify. justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. Justified. Oh, justified. Looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you're just trapped in that body. You bypass your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify, justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify.
Amen. I'm gonna stay, stay right under His blood. Under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. Can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under His blood.
Teach me not to Help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed, keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Teach me, Lord.
Upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up good wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.
More while Brother is coming, amen.
Chance, nothing happened randomly. You have planned it before the foundation of the world, and you know that you will spare your child. Build them now, help them recover, oh Lord, any trauma, any hidden harm, oh Lord, we rebuke it in the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And then complete victory in the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Build us now as we open your word, speak to us, oh Lord. Help our souls to be fed and to grow spiritually in your presence.
Yes, sir.
We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I bless you. We believe that all is well. Amen.
Amen.
So let's open our Bibles. Zechariah 14, 6 to 7. And then we are going to read Malachi 4, 2 and 3. Reading?
It shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light.
Amen. Amen.
This was from the King James Version. But I'm going to read from the New King James Version. So because it makes it a bit more clear compared to what we are going to read. He says, it shall come to pass in that day that there will be no light. The light will diminish. It shall be one day which is known to the Lord, neither day or night. But at the evening time, it shall happen that it will be light. Because the New King James Version puts it a bit more clearly. King James says, it comes to pass that the light shall be not clear. But the New Version says, there will be no light. Amen. Now, Malachi chapter 4, 2 and 3. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Amen. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stone. And he shall tread down the wicked, for there shall be ashes under the sole of your feet in that day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. We are still on our topic, but today we are going to take a different subject. Today we are going to talk about there will be light in the evening time.
Amen.
We are still speaking about the word made flesh is the light of the age. But specifically, God said there will be light in the evening time. And the prophet Zechariah, when he's describing this promise, before the announcement of this promise, is describing the condition the world will be in before God promised to give light. The world will be in a complete darkness. The prophet says there will be no light. It will be a condition, a chaotic condition, like in the beginning, like in Genesis 1, before God spoke, before God started his creation. The world was in a chaos. The world was in complete darkness. And the world before the end time, at the end time, the prophet could see that before God brings lights on the earth, there will be a chaotic situation. There will be a darkness that will cover the whole world. So when God said he will send light, it's because he knew that the world would need light. If God was preparing to send light on the earth, the light we know, as we were seeing in the past sermons, that light is meant to come to manifest life on earth.
Amen.
There is no life as long as there is no light.
That's right.
As long as in Genesis 1, there was no light, the seeds of God could not be manifested. Light has to shine upon them so that they could be brought to life, to the manifestation.
Mm.
So in the evening time, God saw that the conditions will be in such a way that if he doesn't shine the light on the earth, his children, his seed that will live in that age won't come to manifestation.
Mm.
They won't come up to life because they need the sun of the righteousness. They need himself, the Son, to shine upon them so that they can be alive, they can be manifested. Amen.
Amen.
So, the prophet describing, because there have been ages of darkness before.
Mm.
There have been ages of chaos and confusion before. But this specific one, God puts it in the Bible because he saw that it will be a different kind of darkness.
Mm.
And we all know that we are living in that condition, in that time where that condition is being fulfilled. The world today is in complete darkness, and day after day, darkness is becoming so thick that Jesus himself said that the very elect would be deceived if he didn't do anything to save them. Mm. The condition will be, the devil will create such condition that, as the pastor was saying in the last sermon, cyber warfare, the condition will be, you know, slowly, smoothly, but you will, people will start to admit things that were not, that were considered to be evil a few years back, but slowly, like the frog in the warm water, being warmed gradually, we are conditioned in the way that we can accept what was not good in the past years. Today it becomes completely normal.
Yes.
Through science, through civilization, through religion, through fashion, through any kind of things, the devil is just trying to create that darkness on the earth.
Mm.
So that when you, without realizing it, Jesus was right when he said the very elect will be deceived. Because you wouldn't realize that things that were considered evil in the past, today even religious leaders are standing for gay people. Today even, you know, moral leaders, people that were considered to be the example in the society, they stand openly to make public statements, you know, supporting abortion, supporting homosexuality, supporting. So the devil has just created that condition. In the spiritual world, in the religious world, in the scientific world, everywhere. And the aim of the devil is just to make people to ignore God as much as they can. Because he's performing things today that will make people even question God. It will make you even question the creation. Amen. Because today they can say, we can even create. Amen. They can bring, you know, they can bring beings to live, to life, outside of the normal creative process of God. They say we can perform miracles. So we don't need God anymore. That's why we can even break marriage. We don't need a man and a woman to create a man anymore. We don't need a man and a woman to bring a baby on the earth anymore, because in our labs, we can manufacture babies. So darkness is, you know, inventing the world, because mostly when we talk about darkness, we only see it in the spiritual side. But darkness is invading the world. The devil is attacking in every single angle, because his aim is to make you godless. His aim is to make you to doubt about God. So any means he can use to make us, to make the world doubt about God, is going to use it. Scientifically, he is trying to do something. My brethren, there are things that are happening in the scientific world. We are not realizing it, but if you stand to realize, to think about it, it's just the devil trying to draw your attention away from God.
Amen.
They are talking today about, how do they call it? Assisted reproductive techniques. Amen. Amen. They are talking about assisted reproductive techniques. It means you don't need a man and a woman anymore to produce a baby. Amen. It's in the labs. They don't even need what? No, they will just take a cell and something there. You just need to give us some of your seeds, and this, we're going to create our own babies. And we can create millions of babies if we like. We can create thousands of babies. If we want them to be men, they'll be men. If we want them to be girls, they'll be girls. If we want them to, they can even, you know, modify, predetermine the characteristic of that baby before he's born. If they want him to become a soldier, they will manipulate his DNA so that he'll grow up to be a military man. If they want him to be a clever
man, they'll manipulate his genetics so that he'll be that clever man they want him to be. But there's a danger, my brother.
Amen.
Why? Because it's just the plan of the devil. God had planned to populate the world through the natural world way he has provided for. And through natural way, there's boundaries. Because to preserve, I know there's a doctor in the room, to preserve the human, to preserve our species, God has put some laws in our community, in our society, to prevent interbreeding. Because interbreeding will just weaken your race, and you won't procreate, you won't perennize your lineage. Amen. But with what they are giving us, let's say a man today, my wife was telling me she was watching a documentary where a man, I don't know, he has given, I don't know, 250 children already. No, they took his seed and they've created, you know, they've done those manipulations with different, instead they are still using women. You know, they take those seeds and they can fecund, how do you call it? Inseminate, yes? They can inseminate some women and they become pregnant. With that unique man, he can inseminate, I don't know, 1,000 of women. And if they want him to inseminate 1,000,000 women, he can. But let's just imagine, those children, they don't know each other, but they are brethren, they are brothers and sisters. One is born in China, one is born in Chile, one is born in Egypt. They are brothers and sisters. So the next generation will be populated by interbreeding three children from the same blood. And the next generation and the next generation, that's the plan of the devil.
That's right.
To just bring his seed, his way on earth, to populate the world in the different, in a contrary way that God has provided.
Right.
Amen. To bring a race of people on earth that came out of incest. That is planned to populate the earth through incest. To populate the earth contrary to what God has provided. Just to make you, to make you away, to get that God's influence away from the earth. That is plan. Not only that, they've gone a bit further. Because those we are talking about, they're still human beings. Amen?
Yeah.
It's just a man who has given a seed, and a woman who has given an egg, and they create a human being. It's a fully formed human being. But they're talking about cloning. Amen? They want to populate the earth through cloning. It means if they want... Ireland today want to attack the UK. They know there are only 4 million. UK is 80 million. They can create, you know, they can fabricate 100 million human beings. If they want them to be like me, you'll have 100 million. Similar, no difference. Exactly as I am, 100 million of us. But notice, brethren, are those human beings, so-called human beings, do they have any soul in them? Amen?
No,
they have no soul. Amen? That's the way of the devil. He's bringing us where? Bringing us back to the Garden of Eden. Where we had an Adam, an Eve, and another being looking like Adam and Eve, but without a soul in him.
That's right.
Amen? Amen? But this time, we won't have one serpent. We'll have billions of serpents. Amen.
Amen.
That's the way of the devil. That's where he's bringing the world. To populate the world with on its own way, out of its own plans. And all those, imagine living in the world with people who don't have souls in them. They don't have, they are godless, they are soulless. So it's just wickedness after wickedness. Because they have no hell or heaven to go to. Their lives is just living here and that's it. So can you imagine what kind of world we are going to? It's not science fiction. It's reality. Amen. It's reality. If they want, there are even some whistleblowers who say they've fabricated some already.
Mm.
They are hidden somewhere. So if they want to put them on the streets today, we'll walk the same streets, we'll, you know, enter the same buses, same planes with those beings who look like human beings, but who are not human beings.
Mm.
We are soulless people. We are godless people. They can never be saved.
Mm-hmm.
They can never serve God. They can never be regenerated.
Yeah.
So they are fully under the influence. They have been created by science.
Mm.
So their God is science. And they'll do their best to promote science. Science denies God.
Mm.
Amen. Amen. So our children, the children of our children, will you see how far the darkness, how thick darkness is becoming,
Amen.
Is getting on the earth.
Amen.
God knew when he said there will be complete darkness on the earth. He was looking at all these conditions.
Mm.
Don't only look at the spiritual condition, that we want to have the pure word, which is good. We want to have pure people that preach the gospel, which is good. But the devil is attacking in every single manner.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Is attacking to civilization. Today it's a shame to stand in the middle of people that respect you and to say, I believe the Bible.
Mm.
Amen.
Right.
It's a shame. I remember a few weeks back, one of my managers at work, he's an Italian man. I was doing something in his office, so when I finished, he asked me, as usual at the workplaces, what did you do over the weekend? I said to him, I went to church. He closed his office. He said, you know what? I'm very happy. Because you go to church, you believe in God. I said, yes, I believe in God. He said, I believe in God too. And I said to myself, why did he have to close the door before he tell me that he believe in God? And he's there for years and years. People around him don't know that he believes in God.
Mm.
He wants to be fashion. He wants to be more. It's a shame today to stand and say that you believe in God. You are a Christian. You are a believer. And they try to make you look like an evil person.
Mm. Mm.
Today, you know, the game has changed completely.
That's right.
People that were considered to be good in the past are considered, you know, they call us names today.
Mm.
Homophobics. Amen. They call us names today.
Mm.
We are, you know, intolerant because of religious intolerance. But they call us extremists.
Yeah.
Why? Because they have normalized what used to be bad.
Mm.
In this Europe, in this same Europe we are living today, they have stoned homosexual people.
Yeah.
Past generations, to be an homosexual, you'll be where they're burned,
yeah,
or hanged, or put in prison, or thrown away somewhere.
Mm.
But today, the very same people, they have normalized those people, those you. Is someone watching that? It's a shame that to say these things, we have to say it behind closed doors like this.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can't say it in public. You'll be punished, you'll be put to jail.
Yeah.
That's exactly the darkness that the Lord was talking about. That's exactly the condition when he says there will be a time that can't be called day or night.
Mm.
Darkness will cover the earth.
Mm.
The Lord was looking at the condition of the age we're living today.
Yeah.
He can see, he could see, you know, deep darkness. But beneath those darknesses, they were his seed. Because he said, the gates of the hell will never prevail against my church.
Amen.
He's got the witnesses in every generation.
That's right.
So in this dark generation, he has planned to have his seeds already put there, predestined there to be manifested in this day. Not only his children should be manifested today, but we have a special role we are playing today.
Mm.
Because we are, you know, at the end of the restoration of the whole human race.
Mm.
So God didn't mean to leave us in in this condition.
Amen.
Darkness will cover the earth. That's good. The devil will plan to do whatever he has planned. That's good. He will attack marriage. He will destroy the foundation, the very foundation of the family. You know, it's sad to think today that in their politics, they are talking about equality. You need gender balance. In parliament, you know, we have 500 people, but there's only 80 women and 420 men. There's no gender balance. We need 50-50. In the executives in a company, there's 15 executives. We need at least 7 women and 8 men. They are talking about gender balance. But in the family, which is meant to be the foundation, the base of the society, they are just denying gender balance. They say the family can be made of a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. Where is gender balance in that?
Amen.
Amen. Can't you see the devil's hand in those things?
Yes. Right.
In things that are not very important, you need gender balance there. But in the family, where children need to feel a father and a mother raising them, no, you say it's okay. 2 women can raise a child. You can call one dad and call the other mom. Amen. Can you see that?
Yes. That's right.
It's just the devil in
his right.
Complete darkness. He wants just to throw, that carpet of darkness upon the earth. So that the children of God will find it hard to come through this age, to overcome this age. Not only that, even in the religious realm,
that's right.
He has entered into the religious realm to try just and follow us there. So, okay, if you don't believe in civilization, if you don't believe in science, if you don't believe in what, but I want to extend my darkness onto the religious realm. See what the Bible says. Did I write it? Oh, 2 Thessalonians 2-3. 2 Thessalonians 3-4. Bear with me. I didn't put it on my notes. 2 Thessalonians 3-4. He says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that they shall not come except they come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God and that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Amen. So even in the religious realm, he won't let us alone, because he could just do whatever he wants to do in the scientific realm, in the civilization realm. But he says, no, these people, they'll still find a refuge in religion. Let me follow them there. He'll bring false doctrine. He'll bring the man of sin, the Antichrist. He will raise himself and let people call him God. So that if I miss you there, I will still get you in the religion realm. If I miss you on this side, I can still catch you there. So there's no place, there's no way you can escape. That's why Jesus said, if he didn't shorten the days, the very elect will be seduced. The very elect will be deceived. Because the devil is just, we are living in an age where he's making wonders. Things are just, wow. They can't believe, and they can't call it devil. Because they said, What's wrong with 2 people loving each other? I was discussing when the campaign 2 years ago, when this campaign was going on here about the gay rights, same-sex marriage. There was a colleague of mine. He was telling me, but you say you are a Christian, you are a religious man. But how come you hate some people? I said, no, I don't hate them. I love them, but I hate what they do. Mm. He said, no, religion is love. Christianity is love. So what's wrong with two people loving each other? Mm. I said, what kind of people? No, a man and a man or a woman and a woman. I said, no, that is not loving each other. That they are committing sin. Mm. Because God calls it sin. And love is God.
Amen.
You can't have love outside of God.
Right.
If you want to apply love, you need to bring God first, His word first, and then, based upon His word, you can apply love. But you can't breach His word and talk about love. That is not love, that perversion. That man, he just deleted me on his list of friends, and he never just speak to me. He's not a gay man, but he is a very big fan, supporter of that movement. So I said, that's fine. If that will make me and you break up, it's okay. But as long as it's the word of God, I stand with the word.
Amen.
So the time is very dangerous. It's a very perilous time. And God knows that if He doesn't do anything, if He doesn't stop it, something wrong will happen. The very elect, His own seeds. Because if He doesn't shine the light, we all die. It's just a matter of time, one after the other. You'll just see a brother start, no. You know, I was brother Eli yesterday, today I'm sister Eli. Amen. Yes, that's what Jesus said. If He doesn't shorten it, He knew He will shine the light, but even though He will shine the light, He needs to shorten the days as well. Because the temptation will be so big, it will be so great, that if He doesn't shorten it, it may end up seducing some of His children. But since the elect cannot be seduced, that's why He provided for the light to come.
Amen.
But what kind of light? Amen. Because when He says there will be light in the evening time. God has always shined light in different ages. Amen. In every age, God has a portion of light that He has provided to shine in that age. But in the beginning, the light that God shone on the earth is not the same kind of light that is shown in different other ages. Because it was the creative power of God. There was a chaos. There was something God wanted to manifest what was in His mind. He wanted to bring an Eden on earth. So the light He has to shine that time was a particular type of life. It had to have in it the creative power to be able to transform that chaos into a Garden of Eden. Amen. So that's why when God said, let there be light, it was not just words that God said. And even when God said, let there be light, my brother, it was not the light we are seeing here, the haze, the beams that we see. Of course, it was natural light. But the true light that God spoke to be when He said, let there be light, it was God Himself.
Amen.
Because the prophet shows us that before the foundation of the world, God was the pillar of fire. Amen. He is Himself the light. It's just when God, the prophet speaks about the Genesis, he shows that how that Almighty God, the self-existing one, was filling all the universe and everything.
Amen.
When He decided to start His creation, He condensed Himself and He became what? The pillar of fire.
Amen.
Amen. He became the light. And the prophet says, I can see. God gave him a vision. He could see now that pillar of fire jumping like a child playing in his father's garden. Amen. So He was the light. And when He said, let there be light, He only meant, let me project myself on earth. Amen.
Amen.
Because the earth is godless. There's no God on earth. That's why there is a chaos. That's why there is darkness. That's why there is confusion. Now let me, the great Elohim, project myself on earth. Let me go and live on earth now. Amen. So the light that God spoke about, it was God himself that projected himself on earth. Amen. Because God had a plan. He had a plan in his mind to reflect his own image on earth. Amen. Because a few days or a few years back, later, we could see that he created man on his own image. A man of flesh was walking in the Garden of Eden. Amen. God had that plan to project himself on earth, to reflect his own image on earth. But God was not only flesh. God was the first the light. So to project himself on earth, he had to project himself first in the form of the light. Amen. That's why he said, let there be light. He came and manifested himself as the light on earth. It was already God on earth before he was made flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen. Amen.
So, God, that light we are talking about in Genesis 1, it was the presence of God himself.
Amen.
Amen. That's why that light transformed the earth that was in form, formless and void. God's presence himself came and changed that chaos into paradise. Amen.
Amen.
So, God said, let there be light. And there was light. And from the light, God started his creation.
Yeah,
and the Bible says, he is the beginning of the creation of God. Yeah. Amen. So the beginning of the creation of God is the light itself. Amen.
Amen.
It was light before the foundation of the world. The prophet saw it in a vision as the pillar of fire. It came on earth and projected itself on earth as the light. And then he started bringing everything into manifestation.
Yeah.
Amen. So, God knew that the last day, in the days we are living in, the power of the devil will be so great, will be so, you know, so powerful that the light he's talking about here is not the light like the one he projected in the time, I don't know, of the prophet Isaiah or Ezekiel, is talking about the light of Genesis 1. Because God has to restore an Eden today. Amen? In Genesis 1, God had to create an Eden. To create an Eden, it took God himself.
Amen?
It took God himself to come and to create. When God said, let there be light, he took himself to come down and produce an Eden. In the evening time, God is planning to restore an Eden. But the world in it, the chaotic condition it was in before Genesis 1. Amen. So to bring from that chaotic condition and produce an Eden, God needs to come down himself as well. Amen. God needs to come himself. When he says there will be light in the evening time, it doesn't mean he will send some beams of light. It doesn't mean something else will happen. God himself will come down on earth,
amen,
to produce that Garden of Eden again, to manifest those children of God who had to be manifested today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, the prophet says, are you with me?
Amen.
The prophet says, before the dawn come in the watchman, what of the night, 1960, it goes down. Then what happens? The sun is approaching. Then the darkest hour of the night is just before dawn. Amen. When the night knows that the sun is coming, when the devil knows that the sun, the S-O-N, will soon shine, the darkness becomes so great. Amen.
That's
the
right.
Darkest hour of the night is before dawn.
Amen.
Because the sun is about to shine. Mm. And to prevent, because he is troubling himself. He knows that soon I'll be cast away.
Yes.
He knows that soon my end is near him.
Mm.
So what I have to do, I have to seduce as many as I can to make them believe that I am here to last. Amen. Darkness becomes thick because he wants you to believe that he wants is eternal. He wants you to believe that he's in his domain, he's comfortable. He doesn't want to show you that he's afraid of the incoming sun. That's why we are seeing what we see today. The devil knows that his days are numbered. He knows that his end is approaching. But to make as many as he can follow him, he's now performing his wonders. In science, in politics, in education, in civilization, in everything, all his weapons are now turned against the end. The darkness is getting thick and thicker. Why? It's because the S-O-N himself is coming.
Amen.
It's not a man that we are waiting. It's not a prophet that we are waiting. No, let me say it this way. It's not a prophet that we have received in this age. We have received the S-O-N himself. Amen. Amen. He has come to cast down, to cast away all the darkness that the devil has deployed on the earth. Amen. The S-O-N, Jesus himself. And we'll see as we go how he has manifested himself today. Because it took himself, it had to take himself. Otherwise, we would all perish. If he doesn't come himself,
Amen.
Us and the person he will send, all of us, the devil will take us and send us to hell. Amen. That's why he took himself to come and perform, bring, shine the light as he has promised to do it today. Amen.
Amen.
That's why the prophet carries on saying, science claims it. The sun approaching, pressing, coming on, and pressing, congealing the night together. Because it knows it just got a little while and day will break. And just before daybreak, what comes out? The morning star. And just before the break of day, the sun begins to shine against that morning star and it reflects the true light of the true sun that just about ready to shine. Amen.
Amen.
That's why God knew we are living in this day. God has made provisions. Amen.
Amen.
God has made that's why, my brother, I was telling you, let's change our way of reading the Bible.
Amen.
The word has been made flesh today. Amen.
Yes.
Don't put it for tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
The word has been made flesh today. And when you read the Bible, take the prophet's glasses today.
Amen.
We have been provided with not only glasses but binoculars. You know,
Amen.
We can see even very, very far.
Amen.
What the world can't understand, we can understand.
Yeah.
Because the word has been made flesh. Amen.
Yes.
That's why when we read Malachi 4, my brother, sometimes when you take the prophet's glasses, you will see things different. We have read there, Malachi 4. Verse 2, he says, but unto you, I love this other version. I don't know, I didn't write the version name, but it says it speaks like my French version, because I love my French version. He says, but for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stone. Amen. So God knows that my children are living in that dark age. They are living under that thick darkness. But for you who fear my name,
Amen.
The Son of Righteousness will rise. Amen.
Amen.
Malachi 4 speaks about the sun. There will be a coming sun. Amen. In the evening time, there will be light. Amen.
Amen.
And that light will be be coming from the Son himself.
Amen.
It won't be coming from a reflection. It won't be the moon shining the sunlight on us. It will be the Son of righteousness himself.
Amen.
He will raise. Amen. Amen. So Malachi 4 speaks about the coming of a son.
Yeah.
That son of righteousness. Now, look the way the prophet puts it. Amen.
Mm.
Are you with me?
Amen.
The prophet says, it's the rising of the sun. He says, and the first light was ever given in the earth, what God's spoken word.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we are talking about the light, keep in mind, it's God's spoken word.
Yeah.
And we saw in the previous sermons that the spoken word, it can give lives only when it is made flesh.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God can speak today, but the realization of that prophecy can happen 2,000 years from now.
Amen.
When he says a child is born unto us, people could say, but this prophet Isaiah has gone mad.
Mm.
Because we can't see any child in his house.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were believing in the letter. But the spoken word was stored somewhere, waiting for the time of its fulfillment.
Amen.
So that word had the potential in it. That word had potential of life in it.
Amen.
But potential is not life yet. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Potential is still potential.
Mm-hmm.
I may have today, Congolese money, Congolese currency. You know, it's money. It's potential. Potentially, it can buy me some food.
Mm.
Potentially, it can buy me some clothes.
Yeah.
But in Ireland, I can't use it. Amen.
Right.
It's got the potential, but it's not food. Amen.
Amen.
I can have it in my pocket and starve and die. Amen.
Sure.
Because it's got in it the potential, but I need to transform that potential into something else.
Amen.
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 I may have even euros here in Europe. I may have 100 euros in my pocket.
Mm.
It has the potential to feed me. But if I don't get out and go into a shop and buy something, that money in my pocket, I'll die and starve with that money in my pocket.
Yeah, right.
It's got the potential, but the potential becomes life only when it is made flesh. Amen.
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 The potential must be made flesh before it can give life. Amen.
Right, right.
That's why the prophet says the spoken word is the original seed.
Yeah.
Why? Because it puts it somewhere. It keeps it. When it will be made flesh, then we'll compare it to say, is it God's word? Because it has to produce the same thing as the original.
Amen.
Amen. That's why the spoken word helps us to check when it is made flesh.
Amen.
If we reproduce the spoken word, then it says it's conformed to the original.
Amen.
Amen.
It has the power to give life in it. Amen.
Amen.
So that's why when we read the Bible, when we read God's promise, let's just keep in mind that we are living in the time of the fulfillment.
Mm.
God's word is being made flesh, is being manifested today.
Mm.
And let's not put it for a different age. Last Wednesday, we were talking about unbelief.
Mm.
Our unbelief, because the devil is just watches you.
Mm.
He's got all kind of traps around us.
Mm.
We are talking about that darkness.
Amen.
If you just allow a bit of unbelief to enter you,
you
fall into that darkness. And the devil will win the market. We have him. Amen. So that's why we need to be very, very careful. We need to consider what God is doing in our age. Amen.
Amen.
There will be light in the evening time.
Amen.
And that light, God has shown it today. God is shining that light on the world, upon the world. God is shining his light so that his children can be manifested. Let's accept the light. Let's come under the influence of the light. And we'll see as we go. We'll see as we go what exactly that light, in what way it has been manifested in this age.
Mm.
How God allowed it to be manifested today. And you have to live under the full influence of the light. Because we'll see, if a seed, you may have life. You may even come to, you know, to life, to germination. But you need constant exposure to the sun.
Amen.
To come to maturity. Amen.
That's right.
Because coming to germination is not the end of the process. It's just the beginning of a process.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But to get to maturity, when God promised that there will be sun, there will be light, that light is meant to bring us from germination until maturation.
Amen.
Amen. So get yourself exposed to light.
Amen.
As long as you can.
Yes.
As long as you can reach it, you need it to reach maturity.
Amen.
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 So don't be afraid of light.
Mm.
Because sometimes light can scare, you know. Sometimes light can scare. If we are in a complete darkness here, and we are used to darkness for a while, for a season, if a bright light comes here, some people will run. Amen?
Yeah.
Some will just go and hide. And especially the cockroaches. Amen?
That's right.
And mice and cockroaches, and when the light comes up, whoa! You just see them, whoa, they run away. But we are not cockroaches.
Amen.
We love the light.
Amen.
We are the light.
Amen.
And we are supposed to reflect the light. Amen.
Amen.
You can't reflect the light if you don't receive the light.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
There will be light in the evening time.
Amen.
And we are living in that time when God has promised light. Amen.
Amen.
So don't put it for tomorrow.
No.
We are under the influence of the sun himself.
Amen.
The prophet says, we are talking about Malachi 4.
Mm.
And the first light was ever given in the earth what God spoke and word. The first light that was ever struck the earth was God spoke and word. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. That turned darkness into light in order to bring forth a creation of joy and life upon. Amen. The prophet says, when God spoke, not only it brought up creation, but it was a creation of life and joy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
When the sun comes and starts shining, in the morning, in a spring morning, the sunshine, you see all the flowers blossoming.
Yeah.
They are all jumping, leaping, as the other version I heard puts it. They are leaping of joy.
Mm.
Why? Because the sun has come.
Mm.
He has given them light. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we see in Malachi 4, he says, the sun of righteousness will rise, and you will leap like calves. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's a beginning of another creation.
Amen.
When that sun of righteousness will shine upon us, we are the race, we are the generation that will bring the whole rest, the full body, back to restoration.
Amen.
That's why you need to accumulate as much sun as you want.
Mm.
You need to accumulate, because realize it, my brother.
Mm.
Realize it, be conscious
that
behind you, there's many of our brethren who are sleeping.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
They've gone with that hope that one day I will come out of the tomb.
Yeah.
One day my body will be changed. On you and me.
Amen.
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 You carry that responsibility.
Amen.
So accumulate as much light as you can.
Amen.
Accumulate as much of the sun as you can. Because you will lift the old body.
Yes.
You will lift the old body of Christ to the rapture and to the body change.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's why we have received the light today.
Amen.
That's why he has come as
Amen.
The sunlight to give you life.
Amen.
Manifest you and to prove to the devil that he still got
Amen.
His children in this age.
Amen.
And you and me, we are the generation that will bring that Eden back to the way it was in Genesis.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we just need to be conscious as children of God. God has given us this responsibility. His word in this age. Let's just examine ourselves. Let's consider our ways. Let's consider the way we take His promise. Let's consider how important, how much importance we are giving to what He has fulfilled today.
Amen.
Because there's power in it.
Yes.
But as I said, a potential is not a real thing.
Right.
A potential is something you may be, you know, a prince, but ignoring yourself that you're a prince. You have the potential to live a better life. But you are living eating pigs food. Because the potential that is in you has not been transformed. You have the potential.
Yes.
We have the potential.
Yes.
You've got your 100 euro in the pocket. Just reach out and get yourself some bread.
Amen.
And you won't die of hunger.
Amen.
That's what God is calling us to.
Amen.
To expose ourselves to that light.
Amen.
To let Him penetrate us. Don't be afraid, my brother. God, in God there's no death. In God there is life.
Amen.
Don't say, if I get too much of God, it will kill me. No. It's only too much of the devil that will kill you.
Amen.
It's only too much of sin that will kill you. But too much of God in you will just help your brethren. Because you start reflecting that life around you. You'll become a source of power.
Yeah.
If a brother is tired, he'll look at you and you hold his hand.
Amen.
You lift him up.
Amen.
Amen. Get yourself exposed to that influence of the sun.
Yes.
You'll escape whatever the devil is doing in this age. Wow. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
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 Jericho Road.
Sleeping on the Jericho road is gone, it's passed away. It's now the time, as he said in Isaiah 16, to arise and shine because our light has come. The devil is multiplying traps and ambushes around us, but he said, even the gates of the hell will never forget, will never prevail. God is alive.
Amen.
Us and he has been manifested in this day,
yes,
so that you and me can have life. Let's sing, we'll walk in the light.
Yes.
And we'll ask for the hand to close for us.
Saints of my proclaim, Jesus, the light of life and mercy in his name, Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, come live for light, come with the dewdrops of mercy, our bride. Around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. Hear the Savior's end has come, Jesus, the light of the world. Shine all around.
Father, we're grateful, Lord. We're grateful for
yes.
such a great light. Father, such a light, great light that is born. Father,
Amen.
Lord, just to lay in the presence of the Son. That's all that we desire, Lord. Father, to bake out all the greenness, to
yes,
bake Lord. Out all, Father, Lord, that which isn't of you. Father,
yes.
just to come to that place, that you may be golden brown.
Father,
we may see things where you see things.
Mm.
That we may react, Lord, handle things the way that you would react to handle things.
Yes.
That, Father, we may just be a manifestation of the light.
Mm.
Father, you sent your disciples to walk in the light.
Yes.
That they would become the children of the light.
Yes.
And, Father, we thank you for light in the evening time. Father,
Amen.
Such a great and shining light, Lord.
Amen.
That has shone forth, Lord. Father, how we just long, Lord, as we come from the darkness of this age.
Yes.
Father, from work and from college and different places.
Amen.
What a joy that it is just to come,
yes.
Lord, to gather together as
Amen.
The children of the light.
Amen.
And Father, I do pray, Lord, for even your servant that is ministered upon this night.
Yes.
That you continue to lead him and guide him, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to break your word.
Yes.
And Father, the light would shine forth.
Amen.
And Father, Lord, the life that is in the light,
mm.
Father, may manifest deeper and deeper
Amen.
Inside of our lives, Father,
yes.
inside of our homes, inside, Lord, of the callings that you've called us to.
Yes.
Father, we just want to thank you upon this night.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your word. Father, where would we be without your word?
Yes.
Thank you for the message of the hour.
Yes.
Father, where would we be without this message, Lord?
Amen. Thank
but
you.
Father, you're predestined, Father,
thank
by your
you,
grace
Lord.
To shine your light upon us.
Thank you.
In due season. And Father, we so thank you for that.
Amen.
Father, upon this night, Lord, as needy people. Father, with things that we desire, Father, our hope and our expectation is in you.
Yes,
we thank you for our brother Sammy, Lord. We thank you
yes,
for
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for brother Max. We thank you
yes.
for
Amen.
Him, Lord. Father, Lord, we see the darkness. We
Amen.
See, Lord, the thoughts and intent of darkness. We see his strategies
Amen.
And his plans, Lord.
Amen.
But, Father, Lord, even as you said, Lord, when you were on earth, that, Lord, the darkness, then he comes. The
yes.
prince of this world, but he has nothing in
oh,
me.
Yes.
Father, he has nothing in us, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Because we are not children of the night,
Amen.
But we are children of the light.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, that, Father, Lord, you have delivered your son once again upon this night.
Amen.
His family.
Amen.
May, Lord, you restore, even as you
Amen.
Promised to restore.
Amen.
And, Father, these needs that are before us, hands that are raised, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you see the need. I just pray and ask of you for your special
Amen.
Blessing. That, Lord, you would minister to every need in a real way.
Yes.
Amen.
Even now, Lord, that you'll just change whatever situation that they know, Lord. Father, thank you for the good report.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, Lord, for your grace. Thank
Amen.
You,
Amen, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for your sons and daughters. Thank
Amen.
You for children of like precious
Amen.
Faith, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
All these things. Now, Father, as we want to depart from this place,
yes,
we're
Lord.
Asking of you, Lord, to watch over us. Lord.
Amen.
As we share of an accident like that, Lord, how much it makes us aware once again, Lord,
yes.
of how much we need your grace.
Amen.
To take us
Amen.
From here and to bring us safely,
oh,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. To take these things for granted, Lord.
Yes.
My Father, to pray that you watch over us.
Yes.
Bring
Lord.
Us safely home. And Father, by your grace on Friday, bring us back.
Amen.
For the services this weekend, we commit them into your hands, Lord.
Yes.
Father,
Lord.
Continue to shine the light. Father, Lord, that we may walk in this
night.
Father, bless your people. Bless them at home upon this night. Mothers and children, them that haven't managed to come, we lift them up unto thee.
Yes.
That, Father, you would watch over them and bless them, Lord, we pray. But, Father, we desire to dismiss with your blessing.
Yes.
So, Lord, we commit ourselves to you now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 There's been a day
like this day.
There's never been a night like this so bright.
There's never been a day like this so bright.